American farmers create export demand for their wheat by getting to know their customers. Through Checkoff Investments with U.S. Wheat Associates, farmers better understand the kind of wheat fitting customer needs. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director John Kleinjohn recently took part in a trade mission to Southeast Asia, where he visited with customers in the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. He reports U.S. Wheat Associates is well recognized and respected in these countries, as illustrated when the delegation attended a bakery event in Manila.
When we were walking on the bakery fair, we had our U.S. Wheat rep there from both Manila and Singapore. And it seemed like they knew everybody. Everybody wanted to come up and shake their hands and have a conversation with them. It was hard to walk across the room with them because so many people were stopping to talk to them.
U.S. Wheat also supports education within the milling and baking industries of the region, sponsoring short courses on baking science, frozen dough technology, and a new offering on shelf life.
Where people come from all over Southeast Asia to learn about how to use U.S. Wheat products to extend shelf life. And so the level of education that we're providing is head and shoulders above any other country, which really distinguishes us.
Kleinjohn states the baking companies they visited utilize a high degree of mechanization, requiring tight specs in wheat performance and consistency, something U.S. farmers can provide.
They all expressed appreciation for the quality of U.S. wheat, and they all said they wished it could be cheaper.
Kleinjohn concludes the Philippines and Thailand are stable anchor markets for U.S. wheat in Southeast Asia, but it's a market the U.S. cannot take for granted. He says without service from U.S. Wheat Associates, competitors in Canada and Australia would quickly take over these markets. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.